Proclamation number 3651 of 8th of January, 1946. God's will or approval. Never forget that I am Lord over heaven and earth. That my will rules everywhere and no power can trump my will. Never forget that my will must therefore also be respected if you want to be subject to me. If you, as my living creations, don't want to remain in resistance against me. But my will is to live in my order from eternity. You must never submit to other laws as soon as they are contrary to my order, otherwise you will disregard my will, you will be hostile towards me and therefore also have to be aware of my might so that you will realize that you cannot act contrary to my will without evil consequences. I presuppose this in order to explain to you the condition which is currently oppressing people. It is only the consequence of disregarding my will but not my will itself. For my will is order, whereas the state on earth is completely disorderly, thus it can never correspond to my will. Only the human being is able to overturn the laws of order by virtue of his free will, but I leave them eternally unchanged. And again I inform people of my will so that they will remain in my order for eternity if they respect my will. But a chaotic state can never be my will because it would contradict love and wisdom. But people bring about the chaotic state themselves through unkindness and ignorance, through their shortcomings, their imperfection, which the will opposed to me entails. And what people strive for or accomplish in their imperfection I never approve of, yet I do not force their will into the right direction but let them bear the consequences themselves which must result from their wrong direction of will. Nevertheless I rule heaven and earth. I also seek to exploit humanity's wrong will for their own souls. People must learn to experience disorder as torment themselves if they want to make an effort to enter my eternal order again, and the will to do so must be born from within themselves, it cannot be placed into a person by me. And therefore they must learn to recognize what disregard for my will leads to. I must give them a free hand in thinking and wanting in order to shake them up, in order to help them return to divine order again. And therefore the state on earth cannot be ended by me if people themselves do not seek to end it. They must voluntarily submit themselves to my will, then they will also come into the right order again, then their will join mine. Then people will be governed in wisdom and love again and also be able to recognize this. Whereas in the state of disorder they will not be able to recognize me, although my will still be above everything even then. I don't want the disorderly state on earth but I allow it so that people will guide themselves into the right order by respecting my will and making an effort to live accordingly. Amen.